I was going to say he's not with, he is.
But it's both. Tracy Ringlesby joined us here on the program. What's happening, Tracy? How are you doing?
Well, just trying to deal with Verizon, I guess, you know.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, get home and my Fi's not working, which is all we can get where we live, and I get told by them that I need to go, that their offices are closed down and I need to go online for any questions I have. Why do they have to go online for any questions I have? If Verizon was smart enough to realize the reason I was calling them is I couldn't get online.
I thought maybe it was your fact that you didn't get Monty's text on Saturday. He's very upset about that.
Well, you know, that's one of the things I'd have to thank him for.
All right, you know. Well, that's the thing.
Not
you know, I can feel your pain a little bit of that because I get a lot of text messages when I'm in the middle of working or doing games and stuff, and I'll forget about them when I'm done, and it'll be 2 or 3 days later, and I'm like, oh crap, I forgot to text this person back. I feel your pain. I know exactly what you mean. And unless it's my wife, I often do forget.
Well, you know, I think the best part is if you can forget your wife, yeah. There's times where you're better off because if you call back, usually if you're not home and you get the message, it's because there's something wrong. So if you don't call back, by the time you talk to them, everything's taken care of and they're in a better mood.
There you go. I'm with you 100%.
I'm not saying that you shouldn't talk to them or you shouldn't call them back, but, you know, you're in San Diego and they have something goes wrong. You can't get there in 10 minutes.
Yeah, not much you can do about it.
Okay, so Tracy, Dave wants to know what's wrong with the Rockies at home right now.
Well, it's just, you know, it's a hitter's ballpark and they don't have hitters.
God. Yeah, I'll tell you what.
Who'd have thought we'd ever be wondering what they have to do to win at Coors Field?
Right?
But I take that as a good sign. You know, it's like I said to someone the other day, they were talking about, boy, the people were upset about this and that, and I go, you know, I don't know how the Rockies feel about it, but if I was the Rockies, I would really think that's a nice compliment. They said, why? I said, because they're 2.5 games out of first place, and the world's falling apart because they're horrible. And I'm not saying that makes everything happening good, but that shows you where the point they've reached that, you know, usually people are upset because they're 15 games under 30 games into the season. Right? You know what I'm saying? It's like, When you're playing competitively, at least standing wise, and people can be that upset and that worked up over things, then that's a compliment because they think you're supposed to be good. Does that make sense to you, Dave?
I hadn't looked at him till last night. I looked at standings last night. I said, "Holy moly, the Rockies are still right where they were when they started this homestand," and they went 2-4 on the homestand, and they're still right there in second place in the West, you know. But it helps that Los Angeles is god-awful right now, and Arizona's lost 5 in a row, and, you know.
Well, but you know what? that's part of the, you know, they're in your division. They're having their problems, too. And so, you know, if these guys start to hit, and I don't think there's any reason to think they're not going to hit. I mean, there's never been a reason to think they aren't going to hit. They've got a chance to make a move. I don't think the pitching, and I say that because I don't think the pitching's an aberration. You know, I mean, these are young kids that you're watching. This is their second year, so they've shown enough to show that they're going to grow from last year as opposed to take that step back. So, I think there's a lot of positive things to see with them. You know, if they continue to be the worst offensive team in baseball, then it won't happen. But I just find it hard to believe that they'll continue to be the worst team in baseball.
The thing is, I was down, you know, Saturday night, and Trevor Story, you know, that he's just either home runs or strikeouts, and Saturday night it happened to be home runs. But I thought they just had a really good hitting team. They're just really good offensively. Because everybody in that team seemed to be hitting the ball.
Well, and the other thing about it is, I mean, Saturday was the game the Rockies won.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, I got to give credit to that front office. Because there's only two players that were there when they got there. And they went out and everybody was talking about how they were just getting rid of their veteran players. You know, quote, they're just in a fire sale. You know, in 3 years, you know, last year they finished, what, a game behind the Rockies to get to the playoffs. This year they're playing the way they are. They got 23 players on that team that they traded for or signed as released players. I mean, they got guys that have been with 5 and 6 organizations that are just like suddenly playing well for them. And I know when they first came in, and it shook up some people. They took all their primary scouts, because a friend of mine, one of my Wildmania guys is one of their guys. And he's like, you're not going to believe it. He goes, I don't think I belong for here. I go, why? I go, all my assignments are rookie league and low A. I said, but you know what? If I was running a ball club, which I never will, but if I was and I was going to go into a major rebuild, where do you want your best scouts? Looking at players that you might trade for, right? You're not going to trade for Arenado. You're going to trade for, you know, you're going to trade for 3 or 4 guys from A ball because you want to try to build your system up and see if you can find some people. Well, why do you want a first or second year scout making those decisions for you? So I mean, I think they've done a good job. I think they've done it the right, a very good way. And I think they have a nice balance between analytics and the real world.
Tracy, Reynolds just signed, I guess, what, Friday or Saturday with Arizona?
Yeah.
Were the Rockies looking at him at all? Were they trying to negotiate, or were they talking to his agent or anything before he signed with Arizona, considering the problems they seem to have at first base, either with Desmond not hitting? Although I think fielding-wise, he's playing a really good first base.
Well, I don't think they anticipated Desmond not to hit. I'll say that.
Okay.
But the second thing is, I just don't think, you know, a year ago they didn't sign him because he wanted 5 years. Well, he wanted 4 years this year when they talked to him. Well, you know, you've got McMahon coming, you've got Desmond, you're going to tie up 4 years at say, $30 million. In a player that you hope's your third string first baseman in the next 6 months. You know, part of it, you know, they would have never signed Desmond if he had signed the 3-year contract a year ago. But he refused to do it, and that's how he wound up coming as a minor league player invite. And I just think a lot of these guys, you know, one thing analytics does is it gives a general manager statistical proof to show the owner who wants to get carried away. Once guys hit their mid-30s, it's downhill. And I think everyone's used to being able to just go in and say, this is what I want, and teams, they'll find someone in an organization that'll give it to them. But I think teams are becoming wiser and wiser. And, I mean, that's what the Rockies, they didn't mind giving Wade Davis the highest AAV ever for a relief pitcher, but it was for 3 years, not 5 or 6 years. You know what I'm saying? It's like, at least let's get it off the books. And even with Desmond's contract, because he's become Kislev's whipping boy. I guess he likes Iannetta too much. I don't know. But anyhow, his contract goes to $8 million pretty quick. You know, when you figure he's getting $22 and $22 million, that means that after this year he's only got $31 million left over 3 years. So, I mean, it's they signed that with the anticipation. I mean, the thought process is there, and you had no reason not to think it would. You didn't think he's going to break his hand and get hit by a pitch last year, and there's no reason to think he was getting carried away with this lofting the ball stuff that's got him screwed up this year. But their thought was, you know, if we can get 2 years out of him, McMahon should be ready, and then he becomes an upgrade on Zobrist. That he can play, you know, is athletic, can play a lot of positions, and is one of the best guys ever on a ball club.
What did Reynolds sign for with Arizona? Do you know what his contract was?
I'm going to tell you, no, I don't, but I'll bet it wasn't any more than a couple million he got from the Rockies last year.
Okay.
I mean, what's he going to hold out for, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, he held out for the first 6 weeks of the season.
Yeah, well, I think what happened there for a while is, you know, once you get so far into the spring, into the season, or through spring training, you're like, well, we got to see what we have and how it's going to fit together. And then as injuries come up, you start to have some interest. I mean, that's what happened with Holland.
Tracy, always good to catch up with you. Rockies on a lengthy road trip, which is maybe a welcome sign because they're 15-8 on the road. So
yeah, they're going in and playing a team that's got the third worst home record in baseball.
Yeah, I think this has got a sweep all written all over, a two-game sweep.
Unless things turn around, the Dodgers are just a dumpster fire right now.
Well, they can't be because they're smarter than everybody else. And they will.
And they spend more money than anybody else,
and
except
tell
the
you.
Yankees.
And they'll tell you about it, too.
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff.
What I wonder right now is those guys that are sending the lineups demanding who plays where and when down to Davey Roberts, are they taking the blame for the way that's not fitting together, or is it Davey Roberts' fault?
Oh, that's Davey Roberts' fault. He'll be fired. He's not long for Los Angeles.
The brain trust up in the front office, they're not going to get in trouble.
No,
absolutely not.
That's what happens when you let a basketball guy own a, you know, be a partner in a baseball franchise.
Wow. My daughter just sent me a picture. She and my grandson are driving down to Colorado of the hailstorm.
Yeah, did you hear? Yeah, I saw pictures. It looks like snow. One of our listeners in Burns showed a picture on Twitter, and they got a lot of hail in Burns, too. Not very big hail, but it's just piled high.
Yeah, I don't know how big it is or whatever else, but the picture's like, wow.
Yeah, it looks like a snowstorm.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Tracy, right. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, see you guys.
See you, Trace. Bye.